Friends, listeners, Side Hustle School community, welcome. Welcome back to a new episode. Welcome as well to Throwback Thursday. This is our weekly segment where we take a look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. Over the past few months, we've had a wide range of stories. And last week in particular, we heard from a woman named Ash offering DIY home repair workshops. Now, today in our latest feature, we're going to hear from Rachel, a social media manager who focuses on female fitness coaches and influencers. Now, this is a big market. It's a big market. It's a broad market. It's sometimes hard to differentiate. So let's go to Rachel's update. Let's hear directly from her what's happened since we first featured her, how she's been able to build this business, and perhaps a couple of tips along the way.
Hi, Chris and everyone. This is Rachel, and I'd like to tell you about how I turned my love for social media and fitness into a profitable side hustle working for female fitness coaches and influencers. As a former personal trainer and fitness enthusiast, I was always scrolling through Instagram, admiring the inspiring posts of these strong, motivated women. I also had a knack for social media and spent years honing my skills, helping friends and family with their online presence. One day, it struck me, why not combine my skills with my passion and help these incredible ladies grow their online presence? The idea for my business truly took off when I attended a local fitness expo. I struck up a conversation with a fitness coach who was venting about her frustration with managing her Instagram account. She was overwhelmed with the constant need to create content and engage with her followers, while also juggling her coaching business. I told her about my background and offered to help her out. After some collaboration, her engagement rates skyrocketed, and she referred me to her fellow fitness coaches. From there, my little side hustle was born. With a few clients under my belt, I began refining my strategies and processes. I created eye-catching content, engaged with their followers, and tracked analytics to show my clients the value of my work. That part was key, since so much of social media is just throwing things against the wall and seeing what sticks. I wanted to make sure my clients achieve real results. I also made sure to keep up to date with the latest social media trends and algorithms to stay ahead of the game. As my client list grew, so did the demand for my services. Here are a few lessons I've learned over the years that might help you if you're considering a similar business. Which, by the way, I don't mind. There's room for a lot of people in this industry. Okay, here we go. Select a core group. By focusing on female fitness coaches and influencers, I was able to become an expert in this niche and offer highly targeted services. This made me more appealing to potential clients and helped me stand out from the competition. Communicate and set expectations. Clear communication is crucial when managing someone else's social media presence. Discuss goals, objectives, and expectations up front, and establish a regular check-in schedule to keep everyone on the same page. Be adaptable. Social media platforms are constantly changing, so it's essential to stay informed about the latest trends and algorithm updates. Be prepared to adapt your strategies and pivot when necessary. Finally, network, network, network. Word of mouth is a powerful tool in this business. Attend fitness events, conferences, and expos to network with potential clients and other industry professionals. Don't forget to leverage your existing connections too. I'm now earning at least $4,000 a month on average, all while doing something I genuinely love. I still have my day job, so the extra money goes a long way. I've also had the pleasure of working with some fantastic women in the fitness industry. All things considered, I'm very glad I chose to pursue this idea. Best wishes to everyone else out there, and keep up the good work.
Awesome. Thanks so much to Rachel for sharing those updates with us. $4,000 a month on average, part-time, you know, while she's still running the day job. That is pretty cool. Listeners, let me know what you think and who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories. Or if we should feature you, perhaps, if you've got a working side hustle that's bringing in at least $500 a month and you started it without going into debt. Anyway, all updates, all questions can go to sidehustleschool.com/questions. You can also follow me on social, Chris Guillebeau. Lastly, today's notes, sidehustleschool.com/2336. Thank you for tuning in today. Thanks for being out there. Take care of yourself, and I hope you'll join me again tomorrow. My name is Chris Gillipo. You are listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.